Now, would this be made at home?
Or no, we buy lightbread all the time now.
Uh-huh. What did you call bread that your mother used to make?
Biscuits. Biscuits or cornbread. She'd make cornbread maybe once or twice a day, but always for breakfast morning, make biscuits. And that'd be out of flour.
Biscuits, those were round?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What else did she make out of flour? What other kinds of bread?
She'd make light bread sometimes. Uh-huh. We call it light bread, a big loaf. Knead it till it rise, like you were telling about making the fish bake.
Uh-huh.
Set it up, it got certain stage in, she said, and still baked it.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good.
Uh-huh. And cornbread?
Yeah.
That would be in a round?
Well, ordinarily, Mama always used a square pan. Wife used a round one. She likes to cook it in a skillet.
Uh-huh.
They never did taste like cornbread to me, never has.
And did your mother make it shallow, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did she make any other bread out of cornmeal, or did your wife make any other bread out of cornmeal?
No. I can remember my mother used to get corn out of the field when it was too hard for roasting ears, but it wasn't dry enough to grind. They'd grit that to make bread. They call that grits. They had a thing made that they'd just run it over like you'd filing something and just cut that into little fine stuff.
Rub.
You got your ear down to the cob.
Uh-huh.
Get you another. Well, that wouldn't be hardly a dough. It'd be a little stiffer than a dough, but it wouldn't do for roasting ears, but it'd make good bread.
Mm-hmm.
We call that grits.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it.
Yeah. I've heard of that, and I've heard that's delicious.
Oh, it's fine. It sure is.
Did you just take a piece of tin and drive some nails?
Drive some nails through what you see, and that'll tear the tin and it stick out on this side. Boy, you know, grind that still open.
Did you have any special term for bread that you bought from the store?
Loaves, bread.
Just loaves.
Mm-hmm.
Did your mother or does your wife make that confection that's round and has a hole in the middle? Drops it down in deep fat?
Yeah, we sometimes make them. There's the donuts.
Mm-hmm. Are these the big puffy ones or the ones that are like cake?
Oh, no, the ones that are like cake. The big puffy ones are a little more difficult to make.
I imagine.
They are. But they're delicious when you get them made just right.
Oh, they are. Until they get a little old.
Yeah, well, they get stale pretty fast. You go to the donut shop and buy them. Get a bunch of stale ones, you ain't got much.
That's right. Does your wife ever bake anything for breakfast? I'm thinking now of those little thin things that you bake on.
Flapjacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I eat those when I'm out traveling.
Yeah.
They seem to stick.
No, I guess they do.
If I can get them down past here, they'll stick. What did your wife put in her bread to make it rise?
I guess she put soda and baking powder.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Might use a little yeast for all I know. Buttermilk.
Did your mother ever make any of that herself?
Yeast?
Uh-huh.
Sure. Yeah.
You keep it in a jar or something?
Yeah, I think she did.
Did she have any different term for that than for the stuff that she'd buy from the store?
I don't know. Yeah, she'd call that yeast bread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.